And as we begin our season of Advent this morning, as the first Sunday in Advent, we'll begin our divine service with the singing of our opening hymn, The Advent of Our King.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, November 27th, 2022 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Ken Richard, Diane Breen, and Brian Featon. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 331, The Advent of Our King. Hymn number 331 found in the Lutheran service book. John Beaver is sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast to the glory of God in loving memory of Kathy Beaver's birthday on November 26th and her anniversary on November 27th.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord."
Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together.
To which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord.
There thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you.
Peace be within your walls and security within your towers.
For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you.
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the first Sunday in Advent, is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many peoples shall come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. Then they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the Table of Duties, what does the Table of Duties say to employers and supervisors?
Masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him.
The epistle reading from the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, beginning at the 8th verse. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandments are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know the time. The hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer for us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise now for the singing of the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus said, "But concerning that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. As were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the words of the Lord, we confess our common Christian faith through the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. This time, if there are any children who'd like to come forward for a brief children's message, you are welcome to do so at this time. Good morning, children. So what's different today in the church building right here in right there over Aiden's head? Colton's head. Everything is blue. That is right. So we have an Advent wreath out. And what color are the candles on the Advent wreath? Blue. We have new paraments. What color are these? Amelia, I have a different stole on today. What color is the stole? Well, there is a bunch of green on the Advent wreath. Yes, what color is this? It is blue, and blue can be a color for Advent. Now, we say that word. What is Advent? What's going on? What are we doing different? Yes. Exactly. We're getting ready for the season of Christmas. So Advent is a time of waiting. When is the new year start? What time of the year? December 1st? January 1st. That's when the new year starts. But you know what new year we're in? We're in a new church year. It ends the last Sunday in the church year and begins with today, the first Sunday in Advent. Happy New Year to you. Happy new church year to you. And Advent is a time where we wait. And we are waiting for who? We're waiting for Jesus to be born. That's absolutely right. And when Jesus is born, we celebrate that on what church holy day? Christmas. And so right now, we are waiting and waiting and waiting for the Savior to come. This is what we do in the church here. We redo, rehearse, replay the whole life of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we do. And right now, we're with the whole people of God, remembering the time when the whole world was waiting for the Savior to be born, for the Savior to come and save the world from sin. And you're getting ready and waiting. You have Sunday school Christmas programs you're getting ready for, maybe school programs out at Zion that you're getting ready for. All of these things are rehearsals so that we are waiting for the Savior to come, waiting for Jesus to appear. So each Sunday you come and we get one week closer to the Savior coming. We will. How many candles will be lit? Blue candles will be lit next week. Amelia, how many blue candles do you think we'll light next week? We have one this week, two, and then it'll go to 24. No. We'll go to all the way up to four, and then on Christmas Eve, which one of those candles on the Advent wreath are we going to light? Yep, the middle one. So we're waiting because the white one will tell us who has come. The Savior has come. You're absolutely 100% right. We will say we're waiting for the Savior. The Savior has come. So today begins our season of waiting. The season of waiting within the church here. And as we go throughout the month of December this year, in and around all of our school and our shopping and our parades and all these other things that we go on in our other parts of our daily life, as Christians, we're always remembering that we're waiting for Jesus to come. We know that He has come once. We're waiting for Him to come that second time. And while we wait for Him to come the second time, we remember that He has come a first time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for sending Your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, into the world to be our Savior. As we rehearse, replay His first advent, may we always be ready and prepared for His second advent, the day He will return in glory to take us all to be with Him, remake this world so that we might live here in perfect joy and happiness. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Kids, thank you very much. If you would, please return to your seats, and we'll continue with the singing of the next hymn.
The hymn of the day is the hymn number 332, Savior of the Nations Come, hymn number 332 in the Lutheran Service Book. Thank you.
sermon text this morning from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect. The words of our text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as you are all well aware of and know already, we begin, this is Sunday, the season of Advent. This is the season of remembering, a season of watching, a season of waiting for the appearing of the Messiah. We appreciate the church here, for in it what we do, we rehearse the entire life of Christ. We walk through his life in a calendar year. And so we begin that rehearsal, that watching one more time here in this first Sunday in Advent. Now, we are in a wee bit of an overlap with the end of the church year and the beginning of the church year. Now, what does that mean when we talk about there's a wee bit of an overlap in there? What we're doing at the very beginning of the church year and at the very end of the church year is remembering the first and the second advent of Jesus Christ. We are remembering that Jesus will come a first time, which we know in Bethlehem, and we're also remembering that Jesus is going to come a second time at the end of the world. So it means that at the end of the church year and at the beginning of the church year, we bring to mind the end time with the second appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So what is Jesus' admonishment or his encouragement to us to do this particular Sunday of the church year? Well, it is to watch, be ready, be prepared, be aware of his second coming. Now, it says in the text, watch, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect. Let's work that word over. Watch. Watch. Watch is like listening. There's a difference between listening and hearing. I think there's a somewhat of a difference between those two words. We can hear sounds, but we might be not paying attention to them, might tune out to the person who's talking to us instead of zeroing in on what they're saying and paying attention to what it is they're saying and listening. So listening implies an active participation in the conversation. Listening implies a paying attention to the person who is speaking. The same goes for what Jesus says here. There is an active component to watching, for the Lord's return. So I was thinking about this, and one of the first things that popped into my head, do you remember going through driver's ed class? I know it was a long time ago for me, but there are a couple things that stick out in driver's ed class. And one of the few things, I think there's three or four things I actually remember from driver's ed that I'm supposed to be remembering from driver's ed class. But one of the things that always sticks out to me that is stuck in my head is the driver's ed teacher telling us some version of this. I don't exactly remember what the words sounded like, but it was, you're not driving a car. Not? You're not driving a car. You are behind the wheel of a 3,000-pound killing machine. Wow, that made an impression. I also remember the teacher warning us at the exact same time or in the same area of a thing called highway hypnosis. And remember them telling us it's going to manifest itself in two ways. You're going to come off the highway, I think at that time at 55 miles an hour, and you're going to go down to a 35-mile-an-hour zone, but 35-mile-an-hour feels like you're crawling. So you think you're doing 35 when in fact you're still doing 50 or 45 miles an hour because you haven't adjusted to that. And one of the other things that the instructor said about this highway hypnosis thing is that you can be driving and staring out the front windshield and not comprehending a thing that's going on. You've just got caught zoning out. You've just got caught staring at the road but not paying attention to any of the drivers or the other vehicles that are around you. The thing is watching without any intent while you're driving is simply staring. And simply staring while you're driving can get yourself or somebody else killed. It's a very dangerous thing to do. And what does Jesus do? He instructs you and I and all of his followers, all Christians, to watch. And when he says watch, this is a watching with intent, a paying attention with intent. It's not just going outside and periodically looking up at the sky. No, Jesus. Okay, let's go back to the ball game. No, it doesn't mean that. Neither are we to watch like highway hypnosis, going through the motions, because that's not paying attention to the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ either. We are to be actively watching. We are to be participants in this thing called Christianity. We are to be ready for Jesus' return because it will come suddenly and it will come unexpectedly. Again, like driving, it takes preparedness and attention. The same teacher instructed us to look before going out into the intersection, even if you have a green light. And the same teacher instructed his driver's ed students that when you're driving, your eyes are always moving from the windshield to the rearview mirror, to the side view mirror, to the driver's side mirror, back to the front of you, to the back of you, to the left of you, to the right of you. Always moving, always paying attention to your surroundings, always being aware of what is around you while you're driving. Why? Because you're watching out for the unexpected. You're looking over your shoulder when you're turning lanes. Even if you've got that little blinky thing now on your side view mirror that lets you know somebody's in your blind spot, you're still looking over your shoulder to make sure there's no cars where you want to be when you're moving your automobile. Because you're looking out for the unexpected. No one leaves your house trying to get in an automobile wreck. They happen entirely unexpectedly. And if you're watching, then you're prepared and you're ready. You're able to avoid a wreck. Now, what else do we know about Jesus? We say, okay, yeah, this is like driving. We're being ready. We're being prepared. We're watching. We're waiting. Jesus is going to come back. He's going to come back suddenly, and he's going to come back unlooked for. And you don't want to be caught unawares when that day happens. Therefore, every day we pay attention. We be in the Word. We actively evangelize. We actively intercede with our family members who have let their confession of faith perhaps falter. Because when Jesus returns, there isn't going to be time to repent. There isn't going to be time to, quote unquote, get right with God. The time for that will be gone and over when he appears the second time. It's be ready constantly or be left out. Those are the two options. Be ready constantly for Jesus' return or be left out when he does return in all of his glory. Dr. Jeff Gibbs, in his Concordia commentary on Matthew, gives pastoral reasons for continual paying of attention or watching for Christ's return. What does continual watching do? Continually watching helps us, keeps us from losing our faith and keeps us from falling away from the Lord. If we're not intent on the second appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is a danger of not taking Jesus seriously, of slowly coming to the conclusion that he's really not going to come back at all. But no, we don't want to be like a farmer in that parable. You remember the one who had the great harvest was going to build all the barns and take it easy for a couple years and store all his harvest. And what was the word to that farmer? It was, fool, this very night your life will be required of you. Because as sure as we don't know when Christ will return, we equally don't know the day of our own death, the day when we will be called forth from this life into the next life. Failure to watch for Christ can mean losing our vigilance and trading our salvation for all the temptations of the world. Actively engaging and watching for Christ's return helps us to be about the business of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, just like in the parable of the talents. The servant who buried the gold and did nothing for the master was considered a fool. Therefore, we remember that active watching, active waiting is using what we are given to work with for the honor of the Lord and the service of the kingdom. Actively watching means to steward the creation that is outside and the creation that is our own bodies too. Because this world will be remade. We don't want to get caught thinking this world doesn't mean anything. It's only heaven that means anything to us. This world is very important to us with all its joys and all of its sorrows and all of its ups and all of its downs. It is extremely important to each and every one of us, and it's important to God too. And we remember that when Jesus returns, it's not just heaven that we're looking forward to, but a remaking of this world. And we're looking forward to being resurrected on the last day, when our bodies shall rise from their resting place and be reunited with the soul, and the body be made glorious. So, heaven isn't the end. Resurrection and glorification in both body and soul is what we are looking forward to and what we are waiting for and watching to come. We should not let trust in Christ's return fade from our hearts and minds, because if we do, it might mean a withdrawing from this world, not actively engaging in the things of this life, not actively engaging in government, not actively engaging in politics, not actively engaging in our communities, not actively engaging in our families. We want to be engaged in all of those things. We don't want to withdraw from the world, but rather we say, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. If he made it, it's his world, and he's infinitely concerned about it, and we are to abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord our labor is not in vain. So we are to remember that we do long for the return of the Lord, even though he is with us always. He's with us in his word. He's with us in the sacrament of the altar. But we long, like Job, to see our Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the end he will stand upon the earth, and I will see him with my own eyes, my eyes and not another. How my heart yearns within me, looking forward to that day when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ returns again. So yes, Christ has ascended, and he is with us in his promised means of word and sacrament. And at the exact same time, we are all waiting for the Lord, our God, God the Father, to send him back bodily so that we might see him with our own eyes. For us, this requires faith until that day comes upon us. Christ will return, and we are watching for his return. And our watching is an active watching, a purposeful watching, a doing of all the things of the Lord so that we will hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come receive the inheritance prepared before you, before the foundations of the world were laid." So what does Jesus say to each of us? He says these words, "So what I say to you is what I say to all. Watch, for you do not know at what hour the master of the house will return. Be ever watchful for his coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the offertory.
sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM, or on Facebook Live or on the Internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 217-732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 217-732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
We rise for prayer. Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, though we do not know the hour of your Son's appearing, grant that we would always be prepared, boldly proclaiming your word of law and gospel, that we would always be repentant of our sins, trusting in Christ's forgiveness, and constantly encouraged and built up in the true faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord of love, visit our homes and defend us from the temptations to walk in the works of darkness. Keep us from the sins of the flesh. Move children to be obedient to their parents, husbands and wives to love each other, and siblings to live at peace with each other, so that we may focus on bringing your word into the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Compassionate Lord, look with mercy upon the sick of our congregation. We pray your hand of healing upon Fred Heidbreder in his recent hospitalization, so that he be strengthened and return home. We thank you that Steve Sauer, Lori Schaub, and Shirley Aukamp have all been released from the hospital, and we ask you for their continued strength and healing. For these and all of the sick, we pray you to visit them these Advent days, to comfort them with your saving gospel, granting your peace to all those for whom we pray. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O loving Father, as we enter these Advent days, keep us steadfast in the one true faith, that we may be ever ready for Christ's reappearing, through that same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, and who taught us all to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 850, God of Grace and God of Glory, hymn number 850 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Announcements this morning. A reminder that there is no youth group and there is no Sunday school Christmas program practice today for either one of those things. A reminder that 6:30 this Wednesday for Advent services. It seems awfully early this year, but you know what? I'll take the warmer weather any year. So 6:30 Advent services. And as you look through your Zion's light, please be reminded of the special voters meeting on December 11th, the Christmas parade on December 1st, and the Sunday school Christmas program on December 18th, and look at the back of the bulletin for the activities going on at Zion Lutheran School. I hope everybody's Thanksgiving celebrations and get-togethers went well, and for those of you, a few of you might be traveling the roads today, please be safe as you head back to wherever it is you are going, and may the Lord bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.